Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here's all I'm going to say about the NFL's personal conduct policy. Two things. One, if a player had been accused of something like this and had the charges dropped, he would never be disciplined by the NFL. But because it's an owner, people are going to say the owner needs to be held to a higher standard. I'll say this to anybody who has access to the personal conduct policy.
Yeah.
Go to the personal conduct policy, read it word for word, and you tell me what is in there
right.
that would provide for punishment of an individual who engages in sexual activity with a consenting adult at a massage parlor.
Right.
You will find nothing in there
yeah.
that justifies punishment under the personal conduct
yeah,
policy.
I mean, we might not like it, but yeah, you're right. I don't see that being in the bylaws. But you, so you don't think a player would get in trouble?
Player would not get in trouble at all.
Okay. All right. But
players get in trouble for things that they're accused of that involve some sort of violence, some
right.
sort of sexual assault, something like that. This is consensual activity, and there's no ultimate charge that results in a conviction. Player would not even have to worry about it. Owner needs to worry about it. But this is going to be a big deal going forward because people are going to be upset if Robert Kraft isn't punished. Go read the personal conduct policy, and you tell me if there's anything in it.
So there's Florio saying there's nothing in the conduct policy that should even have Kraft suspended by the NFL. Chris Casper, Boston Globe, I know, wants to follow up on that. First, let me just tell you, Agenda Free Friday is driven by our friends at the Bernardi Auto Group. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. Hi, Chris.
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Good, babe. How you doing?
Casperino.
Good.
Follow up on the Kraft thing?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I sort of disagree with him with the idea that a player wouldn't be suspended because it's at the commissioner's discretion. And the conduct policy, I think, is pretty clear that you don't need a conviction there. But I understand what he's trying to say. But he says, when he says consensual sexual activity, so it was all just consensual with these two ladies with Kraft and 23 other guys, 24 other guys, right? in one day.
There's a lot of consent.
It was not transactional. It was consensual.
There's a lot of consenting going on there.
Right? Can it be both transactional and, you know, because they're saying, hey, I will sell my services for your money.
Well, whoever said it was non-consensual, like that's...
I agree.
I mean, I don't get
But he's making it sound like it's like a couple. You know, it's like a couple went into a spa or a massage parlor and was like, hey, we want to get the couple's massage. Yeah, you're looking pretty good over there. Like, we want to do a little something extra. You know, just he's making it sound like this is was just, you know, normal amorous behavior.
No.
And if you believe that, and look, I think as a lawyer, and Florio's background is obviously a lawyer, he knows the law very well, and this is what lawyers do. They're able to sort of twist common sense into technicality and legality. Then, yeah, you could say that. But then I also want someone like him to say, well, you know what? I think that when you looked at it, Jim Irsay was just picking up a bunch of prescriptions from CVS, and he'd gotten too many. And it was technically over the law, but really, I mean, these were all things that were, you know, for him, just prescriptions that he really needed in his medical life.
Yeah, and he doesn't trust the banking system.
And the 30 grand in cash, he's got a lot of money, so he
just,
carries
he's a rich guy. Rich guys carry, I mean, that's like me, or, well, I was going to say me or you, but that's different.
Slush
that's
fund.
Like, that's like me or you, Murray, carrying around like $200 in their wallet. It's like no big deal.
So, again, it's two-pronged. It's the way the Krafts approach it. And then the media that defends him is just, I find, entertaining. So, you know, I'm glad there's a postponement because we're going to have another 3-4 days
of this
at least.
Kudos to Florio. He went beyond the talking points and invented his own. So, I mean, good job there, you know, with him doing that. But it's just, I mean, again, look, here's what I will say.
I got nothing against Florio. I effing hate lawyers. Oh, my God, do I hate lawyers. Like, the fact that he whittled it down in that to go through the league bylaws, scraping on every word. He went to a massage parlor to get a little lovin'.
And then tossed out hundies on the way out.
I mean, what the hell are you doing here? Like, I don't care what the legalities are. That's embarrassing.
Well, how about the things from the conduct policy that, you know, one of these happened the day of the AFC Championship game. So couldn't you say if you're the commissioner? Because the whole idea here is like if you do something that sort of puts ill repute on the league or doesn't make the league look good, like, isn't that just enough? Isn't it? I mean, look, I give Robert Kraft a lot of credit. I respect him. He was right. I was wrong. They defended this thing. You know, I thought that they should have capitulated because it was bad PR. At the end of the day, they won, right? They won no matter the cost. It doesn't mean if you can have a rub and tug in every single community in Palm Beach County now, because that's basically what the ruling allows. Well, but so, it's fine, on, but on. They won.
Stop. Give me something on that point.
So, like, you know, if you read this ruling, essentially, the way, again, I'm not a lawyer, but the way I sort of, the two major points were of the ruling, basically saying that this warrant was not, you know, correctly executed or correctly asked for, where there was nothing in place to mitigate women, you know, women who went in there.
Minimize the monitoring.
Correct.
Of
there was nothing
people.
To minimize. Yeah. But so there was nothing for that. There was nothing in the warrant said anything about female customers being suspected of violating the law. So that was one. But the other one was that there was no mechanism in place for the police when it came to minimizing those who went in who were male to get a legitimate massage. How would you know that unless you watched the entire massage and got to the end and figured out whether there was, you know, a happy ending or not?
That's why these places are impossible to monitor, because unless the masseuses flip, you can't tell her unless you send the undercover cop in there to do it. Then you're just busting the massage part. You know, you're just busting the hookers, not the johns. So the johns are impossible to get unless you do something.
But if you're a judge and you're basically saying, like, look, if they execute this warrant for the surveillance, they can only surveil those who break the law. Well, how can you figure out who's breaking the law if you don't surveil everyone who comes in there?
Correct.
It's like a catch-22. Like, yeah, I don't get it.
Chris, you're trying to apply logic. That's your problem. You're trying to apply logic.
So basically, you know, Kraft wins. Everything's suppressed. But now, like anybody else, any law enforcement entity in Palm Beach County moving forward that's trying to clear one of these things out or enforce the law here, good luck.
I said this exact thing, I don't know, when a couple days ago. Kraft's made it harder for future cases against these massage parlors. He's enabled these places to stay open. I mean, really, right?
That's what the ruling. I mean, you know, look, the ruling that came down, that's the way that I see it.
He's helped enable.
I mean, he's you know, he didn't make the ruling, obviously. But yeah, in his, you know, his defense, the collateral damage of his defense, his legal exoneration, is the idea that it's going to be harder to clean these things up.
That's what I thought, which is not a great legacy, which I don't know. But hey, it's a victory, so they get to clear.
No, they got their victory. I mean, they were right. They were right to fight it, and they got their victory. The one thing I will say on it, though,
if the commissioner suspends him, I'm sorry, Chris. Yeah. If the commissioner suspends him, I still want to see what he does. Is he really going to take on the commissioner in the league in court? Is he really going to do that? I mean, I hate to go back to the whole Deflategate thing all over again, but is he really going to do that in this case? Is that what he's going to do?
What? No, I just think they're making their case for no suspension.
Exactly, I agree.
I don't think he's going to sue the league.
Which is why, and nor do I think he's going to sue the league, which is why if I'm Goodell, I look at this and I laugh. I mean, not that he would.
But he's made it easier for Goodell not to punish him.
Yeah.
He has. He's helped mitigate the damage he'll get from the league.
I see what you're saying. I mean, you know, it's certainly...
I'm just curious, and again, I don't think...
Gives the league, Goodell an out.
I don't think the league, meaning the owners, want to hit him on this. I don't think they do, because I think they're a bunch of old perverts. No.
See, I think they do.
You do? Go ahead.
Because here's the thing. These guys are, first of all, they're rich, and they're sanctimonious, and they feel like, well, you know, I would never get caught doing that, because, you know, I'll have a high-class lady, you know, figure it out, and I'll be in a high-class place with my private security. And I think that sort of hubris that's overridden, right? They're going to look at it and say, this is the Patriots. They always get away with stuff. Drop the hammer, Roger. We want you to drop. If I'm Kraft from day one, I'm more concerned about the other owners than I am Goodell.
So, I mean, we'll see. Chris, my guess is they don't want to open this door.
I mean, that's what Deflategate was. We've been down this road. Like, Deflategate was not about Deflategate or Brady or air pressure. It was about Spygate. It was about getting that Patriot pound of flesh from Spygate that those owners felt like they were denied. And so, again, if they can get another Patriot pound of flesh, they're going to want... You think Christopher Johnson and those guys, you think they don't want to see Kraft suspended?
When I said... So, on everything else, yes. I don't think the owners want to go down the road of sex. Because they all want to have it.
They get away with it. Like, again, Jerry Jones is like, I'm going to be on my bus. Like, nobody's surveilling my bus. Like, I'm good.
We'll see.
I'm good. I'm telling you, when you have that much money, that's the way they think. Like, this wouldn't happen to me. And if you're Jerry Jones, right, and there was a little bit of a sort of a falling out there, right, when Jerry Jones, you know, basically Kraft told Jones not to fight against something, and then Jones said, well, you shouldn't fight against this.
Yeah, but, I mean,
you don't think Jerry Jones wants to jump back in and say, you know, we should probably suspend him.
But we're not talking about sex stuff. We're not talking about illicit massages.
But you're saying it's about sex. I'm telling you it's not about sex.
It's about sex.
It's about power and rich guys settling scores.
They'll find something
which is
else.
More important to them than sex.
They'll put this
That's what
the
they
side.
Really get off on, Mike. It's settling scores and showing that you're more powerful than somebody else.
One and one A. So, you know, the rich powerful is sort of the same. Right? They treat it as the same. It's close. It's just my guess.
Okay.
It's just my guess that they don't want to pursue this one. They'll wait for the next cheating scandal or the next, you know, whatever.
See how he slid that in?
Yeah.
he's like a ninja. He slid that right in.
You're like Kyrie Irving when he said three plays, when he was talking about, you know, Budenholzer, they're beating us with the same plays. And he just very quickly was like, same three plays. That's just what you just pulled a Kyrie there.
It's pretty good. I missed that one.
Oh, yeah.
I just think the sex is one that they don't want. But the tough one is the players. And usually the owners don't care about the players.
No, they don't. Subordinates.
So we'll see about that.
Hired help.
I don't know. This one, I mean, if I'm the players, I dig in on this one. You're supposed to hold the owners to a higher standard. The league has a quote-unquote image to uphold in terms of the people who own the teams and run the league.
Yeah, that's like, all well and good, but the players, they have a lot of power in that league.
Okay, but again, ultimately, the conduct policy is like, I don't know, that's open to debate at the next time of the next bargaining agreement, isn't it?
Okay, so there's our craft follow. All right, we just did it. It's a Friday, so we got Bruins on the table. Of course, Gasper's here. He wrote an interesting column today on the Celtics and where they're at. We'll get to some of that stuff with your calls right after these words.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sport.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The fourth pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the Los Angeles Lakers. The third pick goes to the New York Knicks. The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies, and that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
All right, there's been difference of opinion on whether that was a good night for the Celtics or a bad night for the Celtics. Chris, where do you stand on that? NBA draft lottery.
To me, I mean, I thought it was a bad night for the Celtics.
Why?
Because if you look at the confluence of circumstances there, so one, I'll just start with New Orleans getting that number one pick, right? So now they have Zion, so they're going to try and convince Davis to stay. It probably won't work, but it could slow things down a little bit for you in terms of getting a clear commitment. You can get Davis and then getting a commitment from Kyrie, and potentially they could carry the thing all the way into the season if they want. And I think it sort of ups the price. So then the other thing I'd say there, like the Lakers moving from 11 to 4, that's another asset for the Lakers. And after that, Kevin O'Connor, the Ringer, said, now the Lakers have the best package to offer if it's Ingram and Kuzma and Ball.
Do you
and
agree
Hart.
With that? You know the league as well as Kevin O'Connor. Would you rather
I
have
know the league as well as Kevin? But...
Okay, but fine. You're qualified. Because I'm not. But this is, yeah. I'm curious. For you, the NBA folks.
Yeah.
The Knicks with the number 3 overall pick and all their young players, who I'm really unfamiliar with, but you
Kevin
are.
Kevin Knox, Mitchell Robinson, those guys have upside.
Okay, so yeah. the number 3 in those kids. The Lakers number 4 yeah. and their kids.
Yeah.
Or Tatum Brown and the Celtics package.
Tatum Brown smart. Well, here's the other part I was going to say. So now that Memphis pick, right, which is, that's the dream that the Celtics are selling, you know, to the Pelicans. is not only are you going to get Tatum and Brown, you're going to get this pick that's like a top five pick. Well, are you? Who's to say that pick's not Sacramento 2.0? Memphis jumping up from 8 to 2 and being able to get somebody like Ja Morant. They already have Jaren Jackson. Look, I'm not saying they're going to, you know, be in the playoffs, but they don't have to be in the playoffs. If they just miss and they're like Sacramento, then that pick is not great.
I don't get people with this either. Like, you want them to finish in the bottom six again next year so it, you know, it floats one more year. Well, if they're getting another lottery pick, eventually they're going to get good.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. Look at the West. Is there any guarantee? And look, let's see what happens with the Clippers. Maybe they get Kawhi, but let's say they don't. Is there any guarantee playoff teams like the Clippers and the Spurs, and I'll even throw the Jazz in there too. Are those teams like locks to be in the playoffs in 2021?
Okay, but so back to the question. You tell me.
Yeah.
You're an NBA GM. What do you want? The Knicks package, the Lakers package, or the Celtics package?
I think it's pretty close. I mean, if it were me, I probably would take the Lakers package because I don't think the difference between Ingram and Tatum, and I know Ingram had the blood clot thing, but it's not like Bosch's. He should be fine. I don't think the difference between Ingram and Tatum is that great. And Kuzma is someone, he didn't have a great year last year.
So you think Ingram
shooting.
Is equal to Tatum?
I don't think there's that much of a difference. No, not right now. I mean, if Tatum had taken the leap that we all thought he was going to take, there would have been. But Ingram was playing really well before he got hurt.
Ingram's been in the league longer, though, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's the part that interests me in that column was that it's Tatum and Brown.
Well, that's because now the Lakers have the fourth pick, and the Knicks obviously have the third pick. And I'll just say this too: this is
a little inside NBA. But isn't the fourth pick relatively worthless? It's a three-player draft.
It's not worthless because I think that there are teams that will like Darius Garland. And let me flip it to you this way: if you're the Lakers or the Knicks, you're coming to the Pelicans and saying, "Here is a guaranteed pick that's in the top four." If you're the Celtics, you're saying, here's this Memphis pick. The highest it can be next year is 7. And yeah, we think it could be top 5 in 2021. I mean, do you take the guaranteed top 5 pick?
Right, so the pick to me is totally devalued. Brown, Tatum? Doesn't trump all these guys?
See, that's how I feel. Like, Brown and Tatum are the two best pieces they could get.
You know, look, those guys, you know I like those guys, but they didn't really take a step forward.
Brown did.
And there's a history of did he though?
Yeah, Brown got better in the second half of the year, Chris.
He did, and he got better in the playoffs when he got some opportunity. But to me, so you're saying step forward, Maz, and you know I'm a big Jaylen Brown fan. I don't think it was a step forward. I think by the end of the season, he just got back to where he was last year when he ended the season. Do you think he was better at the end of the season than he was in the playoffs last year?
I do.
Based on
his game, based on the fact that I think he's developed a little bit more of a mid-range game. He's got that turnaround that's more consistent. His shot on the three is much quicker. The release is much quicker than it was at the end of last year.
He was great in the playoffs last year. I mean, I think he just got back to where he was with playing time.
I think he got better. To the point where I think I'd almost be more comfortable trading Tatum than Brown at this stage.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm serious.
I just think it's a lot more competitive. And let me just put it to you this way. Hold on. You guys are saying to me, aren't Tatum and Brown better? Well, we all know the Celtics' whole thing was never Tatum and Brown. It was Tatum or Brown. And so now with these developments, there is no more Tatum or Brown.
That's the part that interests me.
Yeah.
Now it has that informed speculation?
Because you did. You wrote something
the
in there.
The way you did it would now take this, the way you
exactly.
said it.
Exactly. I was just looking this up because you wrote it in a way that said, what does he know?
I don't know anything.
Because, right, Gasper sneaks.
I don't. I'm not the New Orleans Pelicans. I don't know what they would take. I'm just comparing it to the other offers around the league.
Snake.
Good job, Chris.
I can't find it. I don't. But
I did say that. Yeah, I said now it would take Tatum and Brown and Marcus Smart for salary cap balancing purposes.
So you heard that
he did it. It was like a statement of fact.
No, I didn't say I heard that.
You heard that? No, I'm saying that.
No, that's just my opinion.
Chris, how would you stop it,
Chris?
Snake?
Do you believe it?
Do you believe that?
I do believe it. Yes.
Yes.
Snake. Snake. That's Chris Guest.
That's my opinion. That is my opinion. That's not.
Good
that's
job, Chris.
Not information. That is my opinion. That's what I believe.
So that's hence my opinion. And I agree with you. That's why you got porked on lottery night, because now it's going to take both of those. With the Lakers getting in there and the Knicks not falling totally out.
Yeah, still RJ Barrett. I mean, if you're New Orleans, you could get Mitchell Robinson, Kevin Knox, and reunite Barrett and Williamson in New Orleans. And this is inside the NBA, and I knew you were going to say on your own time, but the Knicks have Dallas's unprotected 2021 first round pick.
That's not inside. That's a potential great pick, unlike the Celtics Memphis pick.
Now I'll get more inside. They made that deal for Porzingis. Porzingis is just going to sign the qualifying offer. He's a restricted free agent. That's what he says he's going to do, which means he's going to play the year out with Dallas and then become a free agent. So if he bounces from there and it's just Luka in the 2021 season, that unprotected 2021 pick could be better than the Memphis pick.
Absolutely. I think even if Porzingis was an ACL,
What was it that he had?
Yeah, ACL.
So he's not going to be right for a couple of years.
I fear the Knicks more than I fear the Lakers. If I'm the Celtics and the Davis Charles.
And also because I still think the Pelicans don't want to capitulate and send him to the Lakers. Like, they got all their backs up with that.
I think that's dumb, by the way. Like, let's
of course
say,
it's dumb.
Hypothetically,
but it's real.
Like, okay, it's real. Because Bull Pat wrote this today in the Herald. I thought he had a good column from the combine there. Let's say that's legit. They don't want to trade with the Lakers. Why would you announce that? That's dumb.
Right.
Like, if I were David Griffin, I'd tell the owner and the coach to shut up.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to leverage. I'm trying to leverage these fools in Boston, in New York. Don't tell me. Don't put it out there that we're not dealing with the Lakers. These people have to think we will make that deal so we can get the best possible deal.
But you know what, Chris?
Shut up, Rita Benson, and shut up, Alvin Gentry. Stop saying you're not going to deal with the Lakers.
Sometimes you got to wear that pettiness on your sleeve.
If you're trying to get the best possible deal, like if I'm David Griffin.
All they need is two, though, Chris. All they need is two teams.
Celtics, Knicks.
That's it. That's all they need. You're right. Strategically, it's dumb. Okay? But all they need is two for there to be a bidding war.
So anyway, the headline to Gasper's column is, in 1 year, Celtics have gone from promise to problematic. So you think they're in a little bit of trouble here.
I just think it's very unclear what the path forward is, whereas last year, I went back and looked at the column I wrote last year after the season, and it was basically the upside of the column was, it doesn't matter what path Danny chooses, they're all winners. Now it's kind of like, well, what's going on? Like, is Kyrie coming back? Are you going to rent Anthony Davis for 1 year? Can you even get Anthony Davis if you make this deal for 1 year? Should you just go with the kids? Like, now suddenly there's all these paths that are fraught with
peril
and potential disappointment. Like, it really flipped. Like, I have there's a paragraph in there where it's like, you going into this year, you're like, all right, they're all set. They have an NBA alpha in Kyrie. Hayward's coming back. He's going to be the same guy. They have these two young studs who are definitely going to get better. They have two lottery picks that are going to be high from Sacramento and Memphis. Well, now look at it. Kyrie might be out. Hayward, I don't know if he's ever going to be the same guy again. Tatum and Brown, to me, plateaued last year. I think a lot of that had to do with too many mouths to feed, but that's what happened. The Sacramento pick ended up being the 14th pick in a draft that's not very deep.
What a bust.
Memphis now is the number two overall pick in this draft, and Jaren Jackson, they might be halfway decent by 2021. Danny did everything right, but it's like, as I said in the column, like, fate pulled the Mutombo with the finger wag and was like, oh, no, you don't. Like, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, that was a pig roast.
You still think Kyrie's gone?
Yeah, I do.
Do you believe that?
No, I've been saying that since February, and that's just my... Ask Jimmy what the team believes. If you want to know what the team believes and what the team stance is, I would say read that very good Steve Bullpack column today.
Okay, I promise. Phones right after Murray's update. And, a giveaway, something for free for you people. I know you like free stuff. That's coming up as well.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Annie Ainge said at one point during the regular season that your relationship with Kyrie Irving is an engagement, not a marriage. So I ask you, is the engagement still on as far as you know?
I'm not going to comment on, as I said, emailing you guys before, really not going to talk about specific guys except in real generalities. Kyrie's given us 2 years of strong effort. He's going to decide what he's going to do down the road. He hasn't commented publicly, so I'm going to respect that.
That's a Q&A with the owner this week. Again, Agenda Free Friday with Chris Gasper in our Town Fair Tire Studios. To the calls, as promised, Sam in the car on Kyrie Irving. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to defend the young guys a little bit against the comment that our buddy B.O.B. there said about them being a bunch of entitled babies. when you have a guy like Kyrie coming in and being just a complete jerk, throws his teammates on the bus, throws his coach on the bus, tells everyone he's a genius, and what happens to him, no one reels him in. Brad kowtows to him, babies him. Danny is at his locker one day, smooching his backside, trying to make sure he's okay. And these guys that, you know, yeah, they're not superstars, but they did make it to the seventh game of the conference finals last year. And they get nothing. All they see is Danny and Brad kowtowing to this guy. Oh. And I think they just got kind of got tired of it.
All right, Sam, I'm with you more than I think it was more on the kids than on. I think it was more on Kyrie than the kids.
But they're complicit too, though.
Some. But the Celtics have a program. They have a coach, and they're developing something, and all Kyrie had to do was come in and be a better version of Isaiah Thomas, as I keep saying, and he couldn't handle it. And so I'm not absolving the kids. 75-25, 60-40, whatever you want. But I put Kyrie first before the kids.
Oh, without question. But the thing is, though, they got big heads, and they started reading their own press clippings, and that helped, I think, expedite this whole mess behind the scenes, because Kyrie shows up, he tries to assert himself and be like, you know, I'm the leader here, so they get their backs up. But then again, you know, Jaylen Brown talking about winning five straight titles to busty Taylor Rooks there, and Jason Tatum on every other cover of every magazine this summer. You know, they got they started buying their own hype too.
So where do you stand, Gasper? Who's first on the list?
I mean, first on the list? Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, it's delicate, I know.
It's a little bit of a delicate
when you
one.
Want to believe certain things. And
So I'll tell you who was first on the list for me, and you know, wish you a speedy recovery, Danny. But I'd say Danny, because he put this thing together and ignored some clear warning signs, like Terry Rozier. I know people say it's hindsight. It's not hindsight. The way Rozier played last year, all of it was when Kyrie was out. There was no evidence that he would be able to either A, accept his role, or B, excel in it. And that happened all year long. And now, you know, you guys are accusing me of holding stuff back and insider stuff. Yeah, I'll let insider stuff go. Rozier was a pain in the ass all year long. All year long, he was a pain in the ass in that he had an attitude. He thought he was better than he really was, and he was difficult to deal with all year long. And they could have moved him out at the trade deadline, and they didn't.
That was a big mistake.
Because they wanted to have, like, the maximum amount of talent. So I would put, you know, Danny up there pretty high. Here's another thing. Like, and again, I don't absolve Kyrie in any way, shape, or form. But with the young guys, yeah, they butted heads with Kyrie. But you know what they really resented? Gordon Hayward plays no matter what. Doesn't matter if he gets blown by on defense. Doesn't matter if he has no confidence. Doesn't matter if he can't finish at the rim. But the moment Jaylen Brown misses a rotation, he's yanked from the game. That bothered those guys. I would say that bothered them more than Kyrie.
Yeah, a lot of that was Stevens, too. And I know, you've said the Celtics have a program, and which I agree with. How many championships has their program won them?
No, but there's still, that's the way it's structured here. It's not structured to have LeBron come in and run everything and pick the coach and, you know, dictate, and that's just not the way they're going to be.
So that's true, but, you know, you need great players to win.
Joe on Cape Cod, go ahead, Joe, what do you got?
Chris, I heard you say you think Kuzma is on par with Tatum, maybe a little bit better.
Ingram. No, I didn't say, Ingram. I didn't say Kuzma, I said Ingram.
So if he's a little better on par, and the offers are pretty close, why would they keep him in the Western Conference? Wouldn't you send him to the Eastern Conference, Knicks or Celtics?
Well, are the offers on par, though? I mean, it's a guaranteed top five pick. It's Ingram, it's Kuzma, it's Ball, and it's Hart. So are they? I mean, I guess it depends on how you feel about, you know, Jaylen Brown, I think, at that point. Like, is he better than all those? Is he better than those three guys combined and a guaranteed top five pick?
Well, we'll see how it plays out. I just think the offers are really close. I don't think the Celtics offer blows anybody's doors off, but I think they're close enough that if it is between the Lakers and the Celtics, you got to send them to the East.
Okay, so I think they just don't want to do business with the Lakers.
Yeah, I think they're resentful. Lakers.
And they're making it personal versus business, which is a dumb mistake. I think the dumbest thing teams do is say, we want to send this guy out west because we want him out of our hair, when a better deal is sitting right in your backyard. Take what's best for your team and then beat the team that you traded him to. So I always think that's wrong, and especially if, you know, you're making it personal like these guys are. That being said, I think he's going east.
I mean,
I think that's what they're going to do. The question is, do the Celtics want him? Do the Celtics want Anthony Davis?
That one's a toughie.
Would you do
you
it?
You touched on this when you called him.
Yeah,
too,
so would the Celtics give up Tatum, Brown, Smart, who they love, to match the money? Would they do that? Would they do it with Gordon Hayward after they just, you know, pitched him to come here and that's Brad Stevens' guy?
And why'd you write it like that is the deal? There wasn't much speculation.
No, I mean, we just went over that.
Jimmy,
we went over that.
Help, Jimmy. Jimmy?
We went over that.
Chris, what do you believe?
He believes it. But do you think the Celtics want to do that?
Do that. I think the Celtics and I think Danny Ainge are very interested in Anthony Davis, and they've had their eyes on Anthony Davis for a long time.
So whatever
and
it takes.
I think that they would roll the dice on 1 year of Anthony Davis the same way Toronto rolled the dice on 1 year of Kawhi Leonard.
I wouldn't do that for 1 year. No way.
What if it keeps you Kyrie?
No way.
That's the other part of it.
So like, I get to keep that pain in the ass for another year?
What if, what if part of the big pitch to Kyrie is the ability to play with Anthony Davis?
So, I mean, look, maybe that keeps him, but do I want Kyrie Irving at this point? He scares me.
Yeah, he's good. Yes.
No, I know he's good, but so is James Harden. We don't want him either, right, Maz?
I don't want James Harden.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, I mean,
I told
maybe
you,
Kyrie's
I,
this
I told
guy.
You what I would do. Yeah, but again, I would take James Harden if you had someone that could control the locker room and set the culture.
Is Anthony Davis that guy?
No, you have to go outside Kyrie
that's all
and Anthony
folks?
Davis for that.
That he said he didn't pick out?
But I'll tell you what, I've come to the conclusion, because I was with you on the whole Anthony Davis thing in terms of, I don't know, you know, that's tough. I think you now need him more than ever. Because if you're going to deal with Giannis for the next 10 years, you got to have somebody that can play in the paint and defend him.
Okay, long commercial-free segment is next. Your calls and a giveaway, most importantly, so stick around.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222 and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Felger and Maz.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stephen A., would Kyrie going to the Lakers be a good move?
I guess it would be a good move, but from what I'm told, it's not going to happen. I got a text message from folks close to Kyrie's family. Quote, there is no way in hell he's going to L.A. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Knock that down for us right now, please. He ain't going to L.A. That's what they say. But from everything that I've been hearing over the last few days, Kyrie Irving is heading to New York City. Kyrie Irving is heading to Madison Square Garden with Kevin Durant.
I like it.
His, you know, people in his inner circle are trying to bring the Nets into the mix. But clearly New York is the destination. The likelihood is that it will be MSG and obviously Max. And I'm just, I will admit, I'm saying this for your entertainment, Max Kellerman, because I know it's going to get you going after I say this. I am told that James Dolan himself has basically said, whatever the hell you want, to the Kyries and the Kevin Durants of the world. So it appears to be a foregone conclusion, but I am telling you what the belief is. They are destined to go to MSG, which is why I put it at 95%.
And Gasper, you still believe that as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yep.
But Steve,
I think he's gone.
Steve Bulpet, who's really tapped in with the Celtics, had today in the column that Celtics are still optimistic of Kyrie staying and Anthony Davis coming and all of that. That's still the plan of attack. So the Celtics have been saying that all year long because their media, presents it. So, I mean, I think, and that's not necessarily a dig. I think that they just pick up on the what the team is feeling, and that's what the team has felt all season long. I think they're kind of, the team is kind of delusional. Like, they're just overly optimistic about everything and not very realistic. And I think the tone coming out of the team is that this is going to happen. The tone coming out of the player is that he's freaking gone.
Well, did you guys feel like when you had the interview with Wick that the tone coming out of the team was Kyrie was coming back?
No. It was super non-committal. I mean, super neutral, which is telling in and of itself, I thought, a little bit. I mean, they couldn't even bring himself to say, we want everybody back. We want him back. You know, I don't know, that just tells you.
No. Kyrie's going to take that the wrong way. It's going to be pressure on Kyrie Irving, so you can't say anything positive about him at all.
I mean, talk about treading lightly. I think they're just afraid of saying anything that could push him in the other direction. So if they come out and say, yeah, we want him back, he perceives that as
I want public. Kyrie back. 5 years. Max contract. Let's do it. Go.
Because he's not going to conform to what you
want.
Yeah,
exactly. I've told you guys that from the jump. Yeah, it is. I mean, I said this for a while, that they've bent over backwards, you know, kowtow to Kyrie. For me, it was the most obvious was the All-Star game. I mean, talk about walking on eggshells.
God.
But the way that, you know, poor Brad had to, like, go out there and, like, spin it on this station as being, like, a positive for the team, for him to get some run in the All-Star game. Please. They were petrified of saying anything that would alienate him, so they let him play in the game.
What a pain in the ass that guy is.
Oh, my God. Colossal.
Seriously, but I still want him back.
I do, too.
Yeah.
A few more phones here for Gasper. Jimmy's playing a psychological warfare there. Pete, what do you got for us on Anthony Davis?
Hey, a couple things. First, on Kyrie. Kyrie knows whether Anthony Davis wants to come to Boston or whether he would stay, regardless of what the Celtics think. And So we'll see what he does. But the other thing that no one's talking about, Woj the other day said David Griffith is going to do everything he can to keep Anthony Davis because he comes from the same school as Presti, Danny Ainge. He's got talent. He doesn't want to give it away. He just upgraded all the facilities. The Bensons just spent money. They're giving him the key to the castle. And the guy, Scott Coffin, the beat writer for New Orleans today, just said on Mad Dog, that he doesn't think if he gets moved, it won't be till the trade deadline because Griffith wants to sell him. And wouldn't Danny do the same thing, guys? Wouldn't Danny keep Anthony Davis if roles were reversed until the last moment?
Gasper, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's brinksmanship. And this is the other part of what I was saying in terms of why this lottery was bad for the Celtics, because it just incentivized New Orleans even more to be entrenched with Davis and to try to drag this thing out. And you could look at it and say, oh, well, you know, they're going to lose the draft picks. It's like, not really. If the Knicks take R.J. Barrett, they'll just trade R.J. Barrett to New Orleans during the season. And the same goes at number four with the Lakers and Darius Garland. So they can get some of the same deals and some of the same players in the meantime, try and court Anthony Davis to stay. I mean, the same goes for the Celtics thing. Like, their proposal will still be there. The question is, will Kyrie still be there? The Celtics, more than some of these other teams, I think, are sort of on the clock. Like, they need Davis, I think, to help convince Kyrie to stay. And yeah, if that's not happening, you know, that hurts them moving forward.
See, I disagree, though. I think those kinds of deals happen during the offseason. I don't think they happen during this. Too hard to do during the year. Like, there's so many. What if all of a sudden New Orleans is in it?
No, you're right.
You can't do it. Paul George traded before the year. Kyrie before the year. Yeah, Kawhi Leonard before the year. They going to the deadline almost never happens with those guys.
I still have the giveaway for you coming up. A few minutes here. Jules in New Hampshire holding on for the Kraft situation. Go ahead, Jules.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What do you got, Jules?
Day one of this Kraft story, you guys came out and said, I'm going to read a statement, and that's it. I thought to myself, what a boss move. You know, they're not going to take the drama. And then the day after, the whole month, you guys are on it. Like, this is the movie Taken or something. He's a 60-year-old man who's a widower and went and got taken care of real quick.
Do you have some violin music back
drama?
There, Jimmy? Jules, to me, the actual spa visit means nothing. And that's why when it came out, the spa visit to me is not the part of the story. It's how they handle it after the fact is the story. And so that's what we hit on.
It sounds like Maz is, like, personally, like, affected by this. Like,
I'm
you're
not,
mad
I,
about it.
I've said the same thing. I mean, maybe you're not listening. But what I've said is
I'm listening.
I am not the least bit offended that he went in there. But I think that, in all honesty, I don't care if he gets prosecuted or not. I was going to say get away with it. He may not have any legal ramifications from it whatsoever. I think the damage to him has already been done, Jules. I think there's been some embarrassment to him.
Right. Should have been done. The guy is 80. What do you want him to do? Date a girl that just wants him for his money?
I told you, I'm not judging him on that.
We don't care about the spa visit as much. I mean, I don't at all, hardly. It's the way they handle it when they fight it. When they attack all the people down there. And they turn the tables and go attack all the people down there. I got no use for that. No use for it. And so I don't like it. And the show's Felger and Maz, the world according to Felger and Maz. That's it. We can give you our opinion. So that's my opinion on that situation. The reason we went easy on the first day is because that was just a spa visit. That was just a R&T. And so if that's all that it was and he took the plea deal, there's no story. And I think everyone said that at the time. If he just takes a plea deal, it's no story, non-story. It's the fight. And it's then what comes out afterwards. And then I, as a spectator, have fun watching the cartel, the syndicate, the media syndicate, twist themselves into a pretzel defending the guy. So that's just sort of fun for me. But none of that happens if he just takes the deal, the video gets suppressed, the thing gets dropped, and it all goes away. So what the story comes after the fact, for me anyway. I don't want to speak for anyone else. What do we got here for Gasper? How about Billy in Rhode Island with an NBA thought? Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, Fago, how you doing?
Good.
I've been on for a while, so I'm going to change what I was going to ask about the Celtics, but I'll be quick. On this Kraft situation, it is a story. I think a lot of these guys that play football and got in that same situation, I don't think a lot of them would fight it. They just go through the process and get it over with. I really think most of them would do that because it's not the end of the world. But here's a guy representing an organization. He's the owner of a team that's already had its problems two or three times. And he's just adding more to it. And he isn't going to come out clean on it because everybody knows what happened. So I don't know why he's wasting all the money with all these high-paid lawyers. And he's going to try to get off on this deal. And he's going to come out. The players are going to be pissed off regardless what happens. And he's going to have to pay more money. So I don't know where his brain is, but that guy sounds like he's way off target.
They just want to win a fight.
And they won. I mean, you have to give it to them. They won the legal fight.
So, and they get off on it. And there's elements to that organization that just wants that fight. And so that's it. They just want the fight. And they want to now stick it to any cop or prosecutor down there who dared take on Robert Kraft. They're going to lose. You're going to lose because you chose to take us on, and you're going to lose. And so I think, I don't know. I don't have any respect for that.
I mean, I just think more damage was done in the process. Like that's the part that I find surprising is that, you know, Chris, you know the term Pyrrhic victory, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yep. Define it for the rest of us who just went to.
So well, Pyrrhic victory is when you win the battles, but you lose the
war.
It's
a victory so costly, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Like you suffer such great losses in the process that you can't be what you would have wanted to be in the first place.
It's like arguing with you, basically.
So what's the point? It's. And so I think that is essentially what happened here. Is this thing was a misdemeanor. It was a throwaway. It was a nothing thing.
They were going to drop it and suppress the video. They offered to drop it and suppress the video.
So the fact that it has lived on in the sports media for however many weeks and months now is a product of the fight. That is all it is.
Of course it is. Again, I am waiting. I want my deflator moment. They say he did nothing illegal, which means he did not go there to pay for sex. He did not pay for sex. That has to be their claim, right? Because paying for sex is illegal. I believe. That's my understanding. Paying for sex is illegal. So he went there, had sex, and then threw around hundreds on his way out the door. And they're going to claim that he did not pay for sex. I want to hear...
Both days. On back-to-back days.
Correct. Both days. I want to hear the explanation. Right, because why did he call himself the deflator? Because he was losing weight. So someone actually had the gall, had the
chutzpah,
was able to look themselves in the mirror and, you know, present that one. So what's going to be the one for this one? What's it going to be, Robert or one of his lawyers? Tell me, how did he do nothing illegal?
It was a birthday celebration over 2 days. So that's why there was gifts given both days.
So that may be it. I'm sure, you know, legally they can come up with a million stories. I just want to hear it. So now we have it as part of the record and part of the wonderful tapestry that was this chapter in Patriots history.
The case file.
Exactly.
You want the case file.
It's going to get spun, so it turns out that he was assaulted, that this was completely
right.
Unknown, unwanted, and he was victimized.
The second time, he was definitely taken under armed kidnappers who...
just trying to find those keys.
We're not going to go too far. But anyway, I'm just waiting for the explanation. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Good to see you guys.
Okay. See you, Gasper.
It's always a pleasure. Read Gasper. There's certain beliefs in there that may or may not be founded in actual knowledge.
Exactly.
We've got an hour to go. We'll circle back to a lot of our Bruins stuff right after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials, and I still have this giveaway. I promise I'll do this right after the top of the hour, something free for you.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.